Good morning, this is Peter Irish, CEO of the Barrett Group, and we're talking today with Waffles Natouche, our client concierge, about what our clients are experiencing in their interviews and negotiations right now on the hiring line.
Good morning, Peter. Today, I would like to focus on the myths and realities of age discrimination as our clients experience them in the marketplace.
None of us is getting any younger, Waffles, so that seems highly relevant. First, remind us all, please, about the five stages our clients benefit from as part of our full career management program. Would you please?
Sure, Peter. Over the 30 years we have been active in the career management market, we have evolved a unique five-stage program that includes these major stages: targeting, packaging, market access, preparation, and onboarding. A six-member team supports each client, and that's how we have achieved such a high success rate over the decades.
Thank you, Waffles. We always have a crowd of clients in the interview and offer stage, and it may surprise the audience to know how active the executive market remains even now. It seems to me that companies rarely execute age discrimination overtly. Isn't it more subtle than that? How can a candidate tell if this is really a factor or not?
The litmus test is if the client is following the program, obtains interviews, does well in the interviewing coaching sessions, but is consistently passed over. Every client faces some kind of discrimination throughout the job search, Peter, and sometimes there can be multiple issues and warning signs. The senior consultant working with such a client will strategize techniques for winning the war, landing the best executive position, rather than fighting the battles along the way. Regarding ageism, we have become experts winning against that barrier to success. Last year, the average Barrett Group client was 56, and we're currently working with seven clients in their 70s.
Yes, I see. Well, in spite of that barrier, we actively help clients every day, Waffles. How about an example of how we do that?
Well, here's the Barrett Group record in this category. A client came to us because the grandkids had run into a problem, and he helped them out, but it cost him most of his retirement funds. So he had to go back to work. He was 84. He had been a CFO in the healthcare field previously and had a solid record of achievement, but many years earlier.
That's a good example, Waffles. What was the final outcome for our client?
His Barrett Group team had to find a way for our client to be hired, regardless of his extreme age. His consultant had the research department develop a list of failing hospital groups losing over $10 million per month. The client formed Hospital Turnaround Consulting. We coached him on how to approach the seven failing systems. He would offer to work 1 week for free and deliver a plan to the board of directors. The third one took him up on the offer, liked his plan, and hired him for 3 months. He was successful, and he used his new record of achievement in winning two more engagements. Then he was able to return to a secure retirement. They simply didn't care how old he was if he could save them.
That's fantastic. Is that just one example, or do you see a trend here?
Clearly, that was an extreme example, Peter. But we have seen three trends, and they're all good news for the older folks. One, during the recession, corporate America sent huge numbers of senior, meaning older, executives packing, resulting in a serious brain drain they have come to regret. Some are still trying to put the old band back together, and some of our clients are just what the doctor ordered. Two, many of these boomers are famously just not retiring, and the graying of the corporate world is showing more each day. Our clients are often finding they're interviewing with people who are even older than they are. Poof, ageism evaporates. Three, the larger corporations have fully embraced diversity in teams. So when you have six of the eight people, it's time to bring in someone more seasoned. We end up profiting from what is basically reverse discrimination. There are specific techniques clients can use to, one, not to appear as old as they might be, and two, avoid giving interviewers the impression that they are out of touch, not hip enough to work with younger staff members and customers.
Most of our clients land through the unpublished market, I know. But how are our current clients actually finding these executive opportunities, Waffles, in this extreme market?
So far, Peter, the changes we're seeing are, one, clients who are in process are seeing a slowdown in the process, but they continue to land. Two, the published market for many sectors has dried up for the duration. Three, the recruiter community has few current job orders, but is wisely building bench strength for when the deluge comes at the other end of the curve. That is to say, they're actively meeting our clients and spending more time than usual learning about them. And four, this is the perfect time for unpublished market activities. It's true that some networking activities are put on hold because a target executive might be actively holding his operations together. But all in all, we're seeing great results from the active networking.
Have you seen any changes in how hiring managers in various industries are approaching the market, Waffles? What insights can you share?
Most recently, we've seen a wide divergence in the market as some sectors are exploding while others are imploding. Pharmaceuticals, medical supplies, healthcare, supply chain, and certain manufacturing sectors are fully ballistic, while hospitality and aviation are temporarily in a freefall.
It sounds as if there is still a vibrant demand at the right levels in the market, Waffles. Would you agree? And what about industries? Do you see candidates exiting certain sectors and looking actively in others?
Oh, certainly. Let's remember, Peter, the greatest number of millionaires per capita were produced during the Great Depression. Here are two real-time examples going in this week with Barrett clients. One of our Texas clients had run banks, construction companies, and notably an ancillary services company for rural hospitals. Seeing unusual opportunities, he and his wife opened a retail meat market, which is doing great. Then he found out that there were high-quality COVID-19 test kits available from South Korea, which he is selling on the internet. Now that's a true entrepreneur. Two, one of our Florida clients has done very well with real estate investments and was approached last week by a high-tech private equity firm looking to diversify their portfolio. They feel this is a great time to take advantage of a very volatile time coming ahead in the residential market. We're currently assisting our client to negotiate the position of resident entrepreneur.
Transferability of skills and experience become a huge issue for candidates making such a shift, right? How do we help them in these cases?
Great question, Peter. After all, we are careerchange.com, so this is our forte. Unlike 30 years ago when we started, it's not only more common for executives to have a second or third career, it's expected that someone starting out to build an executive career today will likely change companies every 3 or 4 years and could be looking at 4 or 5 different careers across a full professional life. When changing careers, recruiters can't help, and the published market will screen you out every time. So it's all about the unpublished market. Professionals who hold you in high regard and view you as a talented and resourceful executive won't blink at an industry or role change. They'll embrace it.
Is that just at the resume stage, or is that throughout the entire interview and offer stage as well, Waffles?
Ah, Peter, the beauty, the magic of the unpublished market is that the process is usually totally outside the human resources department. Resumes are often not needed, and the interview is usually over a golf game with friends.
That's interesting. What advice would you have for candidates who might be concerned about changing jobs or entering the market during the current health crisis, Waffles?
He who hesitates is lost. Your competition is silent, just waiting and watching while you go get the job. Peter, now, more than ever, candidates who are concerned about their next move are invited to visit our website to arrange for a free consultation. We're here to help.
So there is still hope for older and younger executives, Waffles, if they follow the program, right?
Right you are, Peter, but you have to play to win.
Thanks, Waffles. Thank you for all of the support you provide to our clients too, and stay healthy.
Thank you, and I'll certainly do my darndest.